I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less, but first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And one from our question today. What's the animal that injured you? Pretty good one here. Olabacholas. One horse caused the following over the 18 years I had him. Broken pinky toes on both feet caused by standing on my feet was his way of showing affection. Chunk of flesh missing from my left shin after running me into a gate. Still an obvious scar after 25 years. Grade 2 concussion caused by he was spooked by a squirrel on a trail ride. Bit me in the ass several times while I was brushing him. Countless cuts, contusions, hematomas. Fingernail ripped back so far it popped off. Black eye, bloody nose after he accidentally headbutted me at dinner time. Pretty sure I forgot one or two. I miss that damn jerk. That from Diane. As we move on to the birthday request, guys, I'd love to wish a happy third anniversary to my husband, Daniel. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't do anniversaries.
I mean, I hope it's a good one.
Which one is it?
Third.
Oh, yeah. 4 years till it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're really too early in to even care about that at this point in time. Because if you hang on for five, then you can start counting them. You know what I mean?
Then it matters.
Right now, it's just your anniversary. But after that, yeah, I'd put a number on it. Birthdays, oh man.
What number are you allowed to celebrate them?
I think you can call it your anniversary, but as far as bringing out the actual number, you know what I mean? It's like at maybe 5 year anniversary. Yeah, it's our 5 year anniversary. But three, it's like you're kind of still newlyweds at this point. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, you don't do stuff for every birthday, right? You don't do like a ton of stuff. It's still your birthday, though. But, right, like 30, 40, 50 are the big ones.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so reach back out when you hit your 50.
Mm-hmm. Till then.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you guys rule. The kids and I love the show. Please give me a shout-out for my little girl, Haley. She turns 5 today. Maybe Mickey and Goofy could do their thing for her. Thanks from the Dad the Rock Slinger.
Well, guys, speaking for myself, I know I can't do what old Goofy would like to do because you're only 5 years old. So instead, how about you come on down to Disney World? I bet your dad already has a big old surprise for you. He's going to tell you, we're going to Disney World. I'll be there waiting.
You know, usually I want people to come down and spend money in my parks, but you're 5. This seems like a good birthday to go to a Red Robin. No kids meal for you. You're 5. Order from the big menu and get those donuts at the end.
Donuts?
Yeah, they sell a little tower of donuts.
Huh.
And they give you a balloon just for being there.
I didn't know that.
Make sure you order all the sauces.
I've seen the onion ring tower.
And when your mom or dad says that's enough sauce, you tell them it's not.
Yes, great advice.
Endless fries, too.
Well, endless fries you do when you're at a table where there's just, like, we don't need all these sauces.
So many fries. Olabacholas, my boyfriend Ryan is turning 24 today. He requested a birthday shout-out months ago, and I know he thinks I forgot. I'd love to tell him to get a shout-out. Huge fan, currently listening right now. He listens every day on his way to and from work and always tells me what happens on every Men's Room. He definitely needs a your penis is too small, mm-hmm. and maybe include that his girlfriend Riley loves him. Thanks to you all.
but big enough for Riley.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Hunter J. He's a cool guy turning 25 today. He could really use some inspirational quotes from Miles and a Wendy Williams burp fart. That from his brother. Okay, let's see what we got here for you, Hunter. Remember, Hunter, everything happens for a reason. But sometimes the reason is that you're stupid and you make bad decisions. Guys, I want to wish my adorable boyfriend, he hates that, a fabulous birthday. He has stepped up and become an amazing dad to my 11-year-old daughter. Can you please give him a kid fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans, telling him how awesome it is to have an older girlfriend by 13 years? Thanks, bitches, you rock. That from Shannon in Puyallup for her boyfriend, Michael.
Fish sandwich!
Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, I already know why it's so awesome for you to have an older girlfriend. That's what I click on the mature tabs.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, let's be honest, the best part about having this oldest girlfriend when you make her your wife is you don't need a man cave. And she'll be dead before you are. you have years of bliss watching what you want. No more honey. What are we watching on Netflix? You don't have to deal with it.
Because she's dead.
She's dead.
Yeah, silver lining.
Yeah. But, you know, invest in loop.
Damn! Golly, he's killing
me. Hey!
I know Shannon. She's very lovely.
You're getting out of line.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tell her the Germans are a-holes.
I was in her office not too long ago. I left her a note that said I farted on your chair.
Wait, oh. Do I know her?
I don't think so.
All right, good.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, my hot red-headed wife, Brenna, is on her 40th trip around the sun. Hot red-headed wife there. Let's see here. I was wondering if you could give her an inspirational birthday message for Miles and the captain on turning 40 with a Kevin Hart damn at the end. Thanks, guys, for the years of birthday wishes you guys have given her. It makes her a giggle every time. From her Greek freak husband, John. Okay, redhead. Hot. 40 years old. Here's some advice for everybody. Always, always remember, if you see a redhead, always approach it gingerly.
Oh, God.
I heard it's your birthday today, and that you're a redhead. You know, when I hear redhead, it makes me think of the time that Toucan Sam filled his mouth full of red Fruit Loops and offered me that very thing. Crunch berries.
Hey, guys, kindly reaching out to get a birthday cacao for my husband, Brian. He is turning the big 45. Can the Dirty Germans talk about Spanish teachers and construction workers? He's a high school Spanish teacher and works construction installing screen doors during the summer. Stay hilarious, guys. That from Reyna.
Sorry, what are the
needs? Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah, if he is a Spanish construction worker, then he should come home today and demand that you build him some cabeza.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, the Spanish teacher in Moscow was the hottest one there. I still think about her. Hopefully your husband is very attractive, too. Spanish teacher just sounds sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Si.
There's always a legend. This one guy put Spanish fly in her coffee, and they hooked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me some cabeza, yeah.
I don't believe it.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. And one more email from yesterday's spectacular show. Gentlemen, what would my car say about me? Back in 2014, I was 19. I was chasing everything I could before I went off to boot camp. I went to visit this girl at about 1 in the morning, pulled up in the alley behind her house, and then it hit me. I had to take an S right then and there. There was no way I was going to leave since I was on a booty call appointment, and there was no way I could go into her house since she was already sneaking out. So I told her I was running late and to wait for me to pull up. I pulled in one of her neighbor's driveways in the alley for a few houses down that looked like it would provide me with the most cover. I backed my 2003 Ford Explorer into the driveway, grabbed the hoard of fast food napkins from the door panel, then ran to the back of my Explorer and dropped trow right there. Took care of business, then proceeded to pull back up to her house, pick her up, and took her to town in the back seat. My car would probably think I'm a pretty dirty boy. Rock on, gentlemen. That from Corey.
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks?
Less!
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Last. Steve and Phil Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, and it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Last.
Yes, indeed, and we go international today. We'll be starting in the exotic state of Ohio, then traveling across the pond to the United Kingdom before we return stateside to the fine state of Florida. But let us start in Ohio. Now, our very own Mike Hawk brought you this story, I want to say earlier this week, but it's worth reminding you. We go back to 2018, a Cleveland man named John Walford. He was at his home of his then fiance, Judy. She asked him to carry a box of vinegar jugs from her car to her basement. Well, he carried the box to the back door, tripped over Judy's shoes, and then tumbled down the steps. He had several broken bones, racked up over $80,000 in medical bills, which means they gave him ibuprofen. And he lost more than $18,000 in income because he couldn't work for several months. Well, John then tried to sue Judy, who again was his fiance, claiming she created a dangerous situation in her home and failed her duty as a host to protect, quote, a social guest from those conditions. But this past Thursday, it was thrown out. A court ruled that Judy's shoes were open and obvious, and a person taking precautions would have seen them. The most fascinating part is the timeline. So the accident happened in the February of 2018. And a year later, in May of 19, John and Judy got married. Again, that's May of 2019. John sued in October of 2019. And now that he's found out that he's not able to proceed with his now wife, they decided to stay married. So there's that guy.
Okay. Right?
You're going to sue your own wife for an accident that happened while you were engaged. Along those lines, we go to the United Kingdom, where a 46-year-old woman named Claire Vickers, she recently broke into a water park with her friend, Barry Douglas. It's around 2 o'clock in the morning. They're both drunk. They got in by crawling under the fence. Now, once they were in, they made their way to a set of water slides, but the water wasn't even on, so they splashed some down one of the slides to make it slick. Big yellow slide. It's a straight shot, you know, the kind you go really fast on. But unfortunately, it was dark. And they were too drunk to realize that at the end of the slide, well, it was blocked off. So they both went down it, hit the barrier at the bottom, and shattered their ankles. Both of them did. Claire broke one. Barry broke both of his. Now, neither of them could walk. No one was around. They had to bang on the slide for 2 hours until someone heard them. Then it took another hour to get help. So this all happened in August, and we're just hearing about it now. But Claire spent 2.5 weeks in the hospital. They're both still in wheelchairs recovering. The good news is the water park decided not to press charges. But if you feel bad for them, you won't after this. They plan on suing the park for not having a security guard or better fencing to prevent them from breaking in.
Oh, my God.
So you climbed under the fence.
That's crazy.
Yep, but there you go. And now we return stateside. We go to Miami, where a nurse was fired for mocking a newborn with birth defects and posting pictures of the baby on social media. The nurse in question, Sierra Samuel, she wrote, quote, "My night was going great, then boom." She continued with the next post on her Instagram story, poking fun at the birth defects, saying, quote, "Your intestine's supposed to be on the inside of your body, not the outside, baby." She hashtagged it. Boy, I can't even pronounce this. Gastrochisis? Anyway, the birth defect gastrochisis that causes the baby's intestines to be exposed. They say her actions violated the medical facility's privacy policy and just having class in general. Anyway, she has been let go from a job. So again, to recap, we have the man that attempted to sue his wife, even though the accident happened while his fiance, they're staying married. We have the couple in England that broke into a water park. They knew they did. They climbed under the fence, but they went down a water slide, broke their ankles, and now they want to sue the water park because the water park didn't have enough security to prevent idiots from breaking in. And finally, the nurse who helped deliver a baby, the baby had a birth defect where the intestines are exposed, she posted a picture of the kid and insulted him on social media.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. Okay. As far as John and Judy, the couple that were engaged, and he fell down the steps, and he sued her for the medical expenses or loss of work, $80,000. Mm-hmm. They are still married.
Yes, they are.
However, I have been in a situation where I live with someone, and they put shoes and other objects on the stairs all the time.
Oh, you lived with a woman.
Now, I get up a lot in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's a glass of water. Sometimes it's to use the bathroom. Sometimes I just get up and go downstairs and get a snack from the refrigerator. I'm pretty sure this person was trying to kill me at the time.
I think everything in your house was at the time.
I tripped on stuff going down the steps that never should have been in the position it was on the steps. First of all, move it over to the side or something. Don't put it like right in the middle
of the steps. In the middle of the steps, right.
So, even though this is bad, I don't think it is the worst one on here, based on the fact that they're still together, and he is basically suing his wife for $80,000, and they're both okay with that.
Right? She's okay with it, yeah.
Okay. Now, the nurse in Miami, the kid will never know about this, but the parents definitely do know about this. The hospital definitely knows about this. And it's a newborn baby who obviously is having some problems.
Yes, because his intestines are outside.
Yeah, let me think. Two drunk people, they are idiots. Basically, they dug underneath the fence to get into this water park. It's closed, it's dark, there's no water running down. And now they're going to sue the water park because they were able to break into it?
That is correct, Miles.
Okay. I believe they suck the most. I guess when it all comes down to it, Ted, in my opinion, it's going to be the married couple who are suing each other over tripping down the stairs that suck the least.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, too, because they're still together. So that one doesn't seem as crazy.
I think that makes it more crazy. I know what you mean, but to me, it's crazier that you're sticking
right, it's a ridiculous lawsuit, but since they're still together, she can't be that upset about it. Which, you're right, in the end, probably makes it crazier.
It's completely insane to me.
The nurse of Miami, I'm hoping... My only hope there is that maybe just because it literally was a newborn, like, it, she just thought maybe that's not the same as like making fun of a like kid or an adult.
I guess, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, it's tough.
I mean, also because like the two drunk people that broke into the water park, like, you could easily say they suck the least. Like, the lawsuit's stupid, but I doubt they'd win it.
I doubt they win it, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know that you, in the States, you probably win that because everything, we do a lot of frivolous lawsuits here, but I don't, most countries
but
don't
you broke
allow.
In.
Right, someone breaks in your house, they trip on your stairs, break their leg. They might go to jail, but they can still sue you.
They can't, I guess it's just different. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be one thing if they got like body slammed by the security guard. I'd be like,
then they'd sue for that.
Right. I'd be like, okay, but like, you broke in, and then, by the way, I don't care what happens to them. Can you imagine going down a water slide and breaking both your ankles?
I'm terrified going down those things with the water running and knowing that there's a pool at the end of it, let alone slamming into a gate or a wall or something at the bottom before you even get to the pool.
Yeah, I mean, outside of a small water slide at like a public pool, like, it's been a while since I've been on a water slide.
Ben says on Twitter, the drunk water park people definitely suck the most, and while Essie, the nurse in Miami, didn't try to sue anyone over stuff that's their own fault, so she sucks the least. Kirk says, the nurses suck the most. Come on, that's just a baby. Park sucks a little less, but only marginally. Wife Sue probably sucks the least. Out of all these stories, the baby can't defend themselves. The other two can formulate a defense or an offense. Steven says they've got bigger issues. The married couple. He'll probably lose the money in a divorce anyway.
Somebody here,
yeah,
by
like
the way.
The baby thing, the problem is it's on the internet, so it lives forever. But like, a baby doesn't realize that you're making fun of it.
It doesn't.
I'm hoping that's where the nurse was coming. She made a terrible... She shouldn't have done that.
She shouldn't have done it. Right. But, you know, look, I know some people with ugly babies. You just don't say it out loud, but you know who you are.
Right, you don't say it to them, but you can look at the baby and be like, you ugly.
I'm talking about my wife, man. My friends are ugly.
I do.
But somebody here says, my mom's best friend broke both of her knees at her house. Sued us out of our homeowner's insurance.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. That's your mom's best friend.
The debate continues if you follow The Men's Room or KISW on Twitter. Shout of the Day coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, 81% of Americans say they wouldn't move to an area that had been impacted by extreme weather.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of everywhere. It's a thing nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And yeah. I mean, that's just part of living on Earth. Everywhere's got issues.
You need to adapt to them. It's just kind of a balance of which issues are you willing to take.
That's it.
Yeah.
A man in Texas has been sentenced to 15 months in prison for posting hoaxes on Facebook saying that he paid someone with COVID to lick grocery store items. He didn't actually do it. He just went to Facebook and said that he did, which I don't know why that's funny.
I don't either.
Maybe it's because I don't understand comedy, but...
That's it, Mike.
Yeah.
You're not a funny person.
I am not a funny person.
Let's create a havoc during a pandemic and let someone's business suffer because they believe something that's untrue.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh. Hey. The Bay Area Humane Society got a call about a pet tarantula that was stranded on top of a house. Turned out it was a Halloween decoration.
Wait, yeah. Somebody else called?
Yes.
And you assume...
Right.
That the spider on top of someone's house is their pet. That's one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm getting a pellet gun and shooting.
I'm okay. Like, not if you think that there's a tarantula on my roof, don't worry about the Humane Society. Give me a call.
I promise you it's not a pet. It is not my pet.
I did see on Twitter today a picture of someone who set up a display on the front yard of the milk crate challenge.
Yeah.
So, like, there's skeletons, like, walking up the milk crate.
Oh, very cool.
And then there's, like, two taking photos. And
nice.
Video on the side.
I feel like spiders are making a big comeback in the Halloween decorations.
Did they ever go away?
I thought spiders were always pretty big.
Like, look, man, spiders, bats, and skeletons. Skeletons, you know, but spiders and bats, they're always like the background stuff.
But they're becoming more of a front row feature.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Just
top billing.
In my neighborhood alone, I'm telling you, I've seen at least 4 giant inflatable spiders. Just hanging around. And like you said, spiders have always been there. You know, you kind of got the nasty cobwebs that you put everywhere. And you get those little black plastic spiders that you put all over the place.
Sure, sure, sure.
Maybe you got the little window decals. I feel like spiders are in the front row this year.
Do you think spiders would be offended if they could kind of translate cinematically how they're represented? Like, wait a minute.
Sure.
I eat all these insects for you, right? I take all these pests for you. But anytime we show up in a movie or a TV show, it's awful. It's a horrible, something creepy is going on. It's a place you don't want to be. Or someone like, God damn, F you people.
Just because I got more legs and hairy and I got more eyes than you are.
I feel like spiders are prevalent, though, during
Yeah, it's all coming outside, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, spider webs.
Well, Halloween is the time of year also when the big old wolf spider starts showing up around the apartment, too.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I've already had a few interactions.
Good
Two
times.
Of them met my shoe. Oh. They did not get along.
Sons of bitch.
At all.
They're the only spiders that are actually bigger than what they're named after.
For real. Goodness gracious.
Even a wolf would be like, God damn, not to make
up this thing. Get a newspaper.
One in 9 people experience pain after eating.
But did they eat too much?
Right?
Are they swallowing chicken bones?
These are all wonderful questions for this study that I didn't read.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah.
I ate a ghost pepper. Understood.
Right.
Right. It's Thanksgiving. I ate too much.
Understood.
I had Greek.
But a lot? I mean, typically you kind of know when you start to get full. You know
sure.
what I'm saying? Like, a Thanksgiving, yes, absolutely.
You don't care.
Eat until you're done. But on a regular basis, like... You're probably eating too much, I guess.
See, doctor.
Or you're eating the wrong thing, because I can give you a glass of orange juice, Miles, and you're just going to be bent over in pain.
But I already know that going in.
Sure.
So, like, I'll normally avoid that because of that.
Right.
So I don't eat most.
So you don't have this complaint.
Because I don't have pain. I don't want pain.
Is Thanksgiving dinner the equivalent of, like, getting food drunk?
Yes.
Instead, you always say people stop eating when they get full. You will keep drinking even though you're drunk. But Thanksgiving's the one day where, like, even like, I've had too many. I'm going to go get another plate. Like, that's your last shot of the night.
I have definitely laid there on a Thanksgiving night just like, oh, my God, I feel awful.
Right? And why is that?
I don't know.
Thanksgiving is a great feast, don't get me wrong. I do love everything that's on the table at Thanksgiving. However, why is it that we gorge ourselves on this?
and knowing you're going to even eat more tomorrow.
Right,
you
are talking about, because it's the one day. It's like, you know, he's going to eat more around the holidays, but Thanksgiving is like the one day a year where it's like everybody overeats.
The ultimate cheat day.
But yeah, I don't care who you are.
Why don't you just buy like 7 boxes of pizzas and then everybody can just go ahead and gorge themselves on the pizzas?
Because that's disgusting.
That way I don't get the weird looks,
foul.
I guess. Again, nothing against turkey, cranberries, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and sweet potatoes. I love them all.
You're going to mention
really
stuffing?
Stuffing. It's fantastic. Gracious. I love it all. Pie. I'm a fan of it all. But I want to be able to eat as much pizza as I want to without the weird looks, Ted.
Well, you know can what? Do that another time.
Order pizza for Thanksgiving.
Right.
People would think it's weird, but if you had 7 pizzas and then you mowed them all down, no one would say a word.
Yeah.
No, it's Thanksgiving.
Come on, guys. It's Thanksgiving.
I think also it's the only, like, I make dressing or stuffing.
Yeah.
But that's, I don't know that I've ever made it outside of Thanksgiving or around Christmas for somebody.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
and you just don't think of it as a normal side.
Right, it wouldn't be like, you know, like, whereas pizza is around all the time.
Mm-hmm. True,
I wouldn't
true.
Be like, oh man, I'm really hungry. You know what I'm mixed? I mean, I could, but you just don't. So I think that's what makes Thanksgiving kind of special.
Okay. Because we kind of put a moratorium on all the foods for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and it reminds you, it's kind of like that thing I said about pumpkin spice. It's just the smell of the cinnamon and stuff reminds you of stuff. So like, I shouldn't say everybody. Most people have a fond memory of some Thanksgiving. Your grandma's cooking. Somebody's cooking.
Sure.
You smell something in the kitchen.
Because they would throw you for a loop if I'm like, hey, Ted, come watch the baseball game. I'm cooking a turkey.
Same with turkey.
I mean, I do it.
Same with ham. A lot of the times
sure.
I still there. Even scalloped potatoes.
The honey-baked ham,
it's the only time I eat them because that's when they're there.
We should make green bean casserole more,
no,
man.
No, we
that
absolutely
is one of my
should
goddamn
things
on not. The table. It
you
really
shouldn't
is.
Even make them for Thanksgiving, Mike. You're there to enjoy your meal.
Oh, God, it's so good. I yeah. love it. Wendy's and Kellogg's are teaming up for a chocolate frosty cereal.
I'd give it a try.
Hell yeah.
Mixed thoughts on this.
Do you think you could dip your fries in it?
Ooh, no, because then it's going to have milk. It's a cereal, so it'd be just a little bit too soggy.
Well, and theoretically, I mean, there's dairy in your frosty, right?
I mean,
just saying.
If you want to put, like, chocolatey cereal inside of a frosty, hell yeah. Ooh, let's
all
do
right.
it.
Okay.
I am a fan.
Well,
and
the milk is cold.
Right?
So if it makes it taste like a frosty, just to me, it's somewhere between a chocolate and vanilla taste.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure what exactly it is. It just tastes like a frosty.
Well, no, frosty does come in vanilla or chocolate.
No, it's just frosty.
Yeah, well no.
There's, yeah, it's chocolate and vanilla mix. There's no chocolate or vanilla.
Right. There's a reason you can only get
it's
a frosty.
Just a frosty.
I got a sneaking hunch that I've gotten frosties recently, Jensen. They are 2 different flavors.
Were they offered 2 different flavors?
Is this new?
I don't believe so, no.
I think
if you order a frosty, they default to vanilla, but you can get a chocolate or a vanilla frosty.
He's right, man.
You can?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
I mean,
go.
I remember frosties of just being frosties. Did they, did they always have a vanilla one?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was just always the chocolate one.
That's what I always thought. Then again, we're old and I haven't been there in a while. I mean, honest to God. Like,
right.
What are they doing now?
You guys haven't been over
options.
To the Wendy's recently.
What are options?
Do they still serve the baked potato?
I can't take the spicy nuggets.
I can't.
New study found that your favorite season is tied to how much time you can spend outside.
Oh, okay.
Depending on what you want to do outside.
My favorite is right now, man.
Thawed them.
But I mean, I love the fall, but I don't know that I definitely spend more time outside in the summer.
Yeah, without
right.
a doubt.
It's always the skiers that love winter, too.
Exactly.
I mean, everybody else hates it.
And I think that's what it's tied to, is that what do you want to do outside? Man, sure. I'm craving going snowboarding. Okay, you like winter. I like going to the beach. You like summer.
Well, you're right. I like tailgating.
There you go. you like the fall.
Yeah.
You like wearing warm clothing, drinking beer, maybe a little hot chocolate from time to time.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, Mike. I just don't hunker down with hot chocolate as much as you think.
You're missing out, Ted.
I mean, look, I like hot chocolate. I'm just, like, I can't tell you the last time I had a cup of hot chocolate.
Normally you're like camping.
Treat yourself, man. You got to treat yourself.
Do you have hot chocolate at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course he does.
Why not?
We've
got little mugs for them. They got little sweaters on.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Send you a picture tonight.
Okay, cool.
You have hot chocolate tonight?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Crazy
marshmallows.
Are you ever going to stop?
Put a Bailey's in there.
Do you have marshmallows on hand?
Yeah.
All right.
Good to go, man. A little whipped cream, maybe?
Hey, I'm sure it's delicious.
Little wafers? I do them up. 76% of Americans say their number one digestive issue is constant farting.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an issue.
I don't either. I think it's funny.
Let it fly, man. We're good.
Isn't your body supposed to do that?
Yes. It is a natural thing.
But, you know.
Let's break the stigma of farts.
But I would think the more that you do pass gas, that just means that your system is working faster. You know what
or
I mean?
It has more to deal
it's
with.
It's pushing more out. You know what I mean? Trying to get it all through.
Right. It's just working everything properly.
Yeah, exactly.
When food breaks down, it releases gas. And when it releases gas, so do you. Mm-hmm. Ta-da.
That's what's weird is like when you fart, you're kind of farting bacteria's farts.
Exactly.
Like they have farted so much inside of you that you now have a fart. That we're like the middleman.
We are.
You know?
We're what helps bacteria do its job, man.
Yeah, like, sorry for farting you, bro. It's going to blow you up, but just push one good one out.
Give yourself a pat on the back. I gave Ted a hard time about this being the scary movie season, so lucky for him, our friends over at Mental Floss put together a list of the Halloween movies for people who don't like horror.
It says
not all Halloween-themed movies have to be terrifying. If you want to celebrate Halloween without giving yourself a heart attack, there's plenty of spooky movies that are light on the actual horror. And here's the list. They actually give me 15, so I'll give you the five honorable mentions here. Is Witches from 1990. Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I still haven't seen.
Don't.
I have the ability to, but I want to go and see it where it's supposed to be seen.
It's a musical.
I'm fine with musicals. You know that about me.
Yeah, but it sucks. Don't worry about being a musical.
Gotcha. All right. 13, Beautiful Creatures, which I've never heard of. 12 is Corpse Bride. That was that Tim Burton animated movie.
Yeah.
And number 11 was The Witches of Eastwick, which if the movie poster is true for me, I believe that's Jack Nicholson.
Was Bette Midler?
Was Bette Midler in it?
Okay.
I feel like she was. Or who's the other one? Gets all the nominations. Meryl Streep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think you just call her Meryl.
These are the top 10 Halloween movies for people who don't like horror. Number 10 is Van Helsing. It was a movie from 2004, starred Hugh Jackman.
It was not good.
Really? Oh, doggone it. Here we go again.
I know Mike liked it.
Here we go again.
He's like, that was a good one.
I'm just going to say, yes, I was a kid when I watched it. It came out in 2004. I was 14 when it came out, and I did enjoy it. It was fun.
I'll tell you this much. It's Head and Shoulders above Wild Hogs.
I will agree with you, Ted. I will agree with you.
Still digging in there.
Doggone it. Number 9 is Scooby-Doo from 2002.
Oh, God. No one's ever gotten scared by Scooby-Doo.
No, not at all.
It's a children's
But again,
cartoon.
It was another fun movie. But from 2002, I was 12 when I watched it, so of course I liked it. Number 8, Mary and the Witch's Flower from 2017.
That sounds like a porn.
It really does.
I'd still do it.
Why is Mary dealing with the witch's flower?
Hey, Mama, where's your witch flower?
Hey, trim it up however you want. I don't care.
When was weed legalized? Was it around 2017? Is that the witch's flower? Halloween movies for people
home, taking care of that witch's flower.
Right there in the title at number 7, Little Shop of Horrors. I gotta see this movie because I know that it is a cult classic.
Okay, I've seen that one. Rick Moranis.
Yes, exactly right.
Again, I believe a musical.
There's a lot of singing in that one.
Yeah, then that'd be a musical.
Is that the one with the big plant?
Flower.
It's singing on it.
Feed me, Seymour Owen.
Great vaudeville voice on him.
As most talking plants have spectacular vaudeville voices.
They really do, man. We just got to give them the chance. Number 6, Death Becomes Her from 1992.
I vaguely remember the name of that movie.
Same, but I couldn't tell you a doggone thing about it. Number 5, Practical Magic from 1998. And number 4 for the Halloween movies for people who don't like horror is The Phantom of the Opera from 2004.
Another musical.
Which I know that you guys absolutely hated, and I enjoyed it. It was my first introduction to Gerard Butler. He had a wonderful voice in that movie.
How old were you?
2004, I was 14.
Okay.
Again. I was in a small school production.
That and Wild Hogs.
There you go.
Same level.
I might watch Phantom of the Opera again.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was fun.
According to Mike.
That's right.
By the way, Witches of Eastwick had Michelle Pfeiffer, Cher, and Susan Sarandon.
Ooh, I'm in.
Bette Midler was a witch. Maybe she was in Witches.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus
was her. She was in there with Sarah Jessica Parker, and I don't know the name of the other witch, but she plays the voice of Peggy from King of the Hill.
Yeah. I saw that movie probably about a year ago with the kids.
Not bad, man.
I had never seen it before. It was, you know, it was fine.
It's a kid's movie. Fine, a Disney movie. Number 3, Young Frankenstein. Another one that I really, really, really want to watch just because everybody, when I was going through school, loved this movie. I still have yet to see Young Frankenstein.
It's fun.
You know, man, it's
slapsticky funny.
Cinematography is actually pretty good because it's in black and white. It just seems very clear for some reason when you watch it. It's very crisp.
Right.
And it's a very dry comedy.
Putting on
So there's a lot of pauses and, you know, just kind of looks from each other.
They kind of give you
Gene
a second.
Wilder.
Yeah, but then yeah. It's just kind of the style of comedy.
And Marty Feldman, just trust me, he makes it.
It's on the Monty Python tip, but not. It's the same level of humor, basically.
I'd like it. I know I'd like it.
And by the way, Mike, you're getting a little support here. Somebody says,
thank you.
Tell Mike not to listen to you negative Nancys. That would be negative Neils. Anyway, it says Rocky Horror is great.
Okay. To be fair, from like everybody that I've ever heard of, they say the actual movie itself sucks.
Yes.
But going to the productions that actually, there's like a tour of Rocky Horror Picture Show that goes around and people wear outfits and I don't know.
First of all,
like, let's have a toast come from everybody throws toast.
You gotta go at midnight and you're throwing toast. So if you ever wanted to do that, just stay up at midnight, put on SportsCenter, make some toast,
and
throw it at your television.
Yeah, throw it at Scott Van Pelt.
Seriously. Because what you're watching will be better.
What's for dinner is like meatloaf or something like that. And
well, usually I'm willing to bet there's some theater around. Usually there's a theater in almost every major city that does that every Friday night.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, every Friday.
Okay. Somebody here says Rocky Horror is garbage. I worked at the Neptune Theater in the late 80s and had to listen to that ass every weekend and clean up after those sicko geek efforts afterward.
Oh,
hate started when I actually went with the group in high school all dressed up. Hey, man, I'd heard the movie, same kind of thing. It's a midnight showing. I'm a teenager, so I'm like, ooh, midnight movie. I'm all in.
Go ahead, read that top text.
I was so irritated that I went. And then the top text that came in, let's see. Wild Hogs is a good movie.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Did you just type that? Did you just send that from your own phone?
I bet I know who sent it.
Number two of the Halloween movies for people who don't like horror is What We Do in the Shadows from 2014.
Don't worry about it.
Never heard about it. Oh, no.
What are we doing? It's monsters masturbating.
And this,
is that Michael Myers masturbating behind a tree?
And this is the number one Halloween movie for people who don't like horror. And it's from 1998 from a Disney Channel. It's called Halloween Town. It's one that I grew up with. It came around every year. It was a fun enough movie, but it is a Disney Channel movie. So your seven-year-old is going to love it. One that I will put up there that does not spare on the gore, but it is a comedy, quote-unquote, horror movie. It is called Tucker and Dale versus Evil. And it is told from the perspective of the bad guy in the horror movie, except he is completely... He doesn't want to be the bad guy at all. He's just a victim of circumstance, and people are accidentally killing themselves around him. And...
And everyone thinks it's him.
He happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time way too much.
Now, Mike, since you're a movie aficionado, obviously, with Wild Hogs and everything else, you do know movies. A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Is that a Halloween movie or is that a Christmas movie, technically? Because it would be one of those that you could watch during Halloween, but...
I think it's both.
Is it really?
You know, people argue, but I'm like, you could put this movie on for your kids around either holiday and they're cool with it.
Because it has the darkness of Halloween. I mean, it is...
Tim Burton.
It is Tim Burton. And it's people from the world of Halloween going into the world of Christmas and they take it over.
You know what
else? So I would say that it is more of a Halloween movie. But you could definitely watch it at Christmas, and it's still just as fun.
The one that scared the hell out of me when I was a kid that we were able to watch that was kind of geared toward us was The Headless Horseman.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Oh, my goodness.
That even no matter what.
But the cartoon version.
Oh, the cartoon scared the living hell out of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be for us. And it was just like, this is terrifying.
This is awful.
So I'm saying, like, I usually watch Halloween once a year, but that... I don't know. It's scary, but it's not...
It's just dumb.
Yeah, the music's more scary than anything.
A man in California has filed a lawsuit against a local psychic.
Why is that?
I'll tell you about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.